Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod channel. I'm Stacey June.
And I'm Christy Mercer. Hello, hello, and welcome to a very special edition little podcast this week. Typically, we've got, 4 to 5 shows that kick around with different guests, different conversations, different topics that the rest of the world's talking about right across the week. But this is a little nugget that was taken out from a Juliet Allen podcast, who is a sexologist that we've had a couple of times on this very podcast channel, about sex when maybe you're not feeling like it.
I want to give some context. So this week we have celebrated all things motherhood and the Thinker Girls' very newly approach to motherhood. You would have heard lots of different episodes we've spoken to, and it all kind of really ramped up from Jamila Ritzvie's new book, which is The Motherhood, who has written and curated a collection of beautiful personal essays written by different celebrities all about what they'd like to have known early days becoming a mother. We spoke to Rachel Finch, and we also heard from myself this week and my very early and new experience with motherhood and miscarriage.
It's a really, really powerful podcast. If you haven't heard it, go back to the start of the week and listen to this. But I suppose as we figured out this week, you know, as Jamila's book collates these stories that people wish they knew, and why aren't we having these conversations? Why aren't women sharing these bits and pieces, especially around the kind of miscarriage stuff also? I think this in a similar vein, in the sense that these are not conversations or questions or topics that we've really heard really that often, because sex is often projected as this real pleasurable thing, but sometimes it's not always, and sometimes you're not wanting to have it as much as you are in other parts of your life, and it's almost a bit shameful to kind of admit or talk about that.
Now, I've got to give context. We did this episode, at the beginning of June, I think, Juliet's episode dropped, and I had miscarried by that point. And when we had her on the podcast, I was, I think, going through my miscarriage. I hadn't yet actually miscarried, but I had found out early days that there was no heartbeat. And it was a devastating time for my partner and I and those that loved us. And a lot of people did know because of, as I explained on the episode earlier in the week, of the way that we needed to conceive. It wasn't just to have a quick fuck and try on ovulation day and on your way. There's been a very big process. So it was incredibly devastating, and a very big thing about the process of our pregnancy was that my body was poked and prodded a lot in order to even get pregnant. Then when I got pregnant and I lost the baby, you know, you just feel like your body has actually gone through a tsunami. But at this point, when I spoke to her and when I asked this question in our chat with her.
You didn't really explain that because you were.
No, I couldn't explain it. But where I was leading in with was that it no longer felt like my body. And so when you're so disconnected to your body, and this can happen, I think, has happened with me when I had my endo attack last year. And I think I've heard from other girls that have had polycystic ovaries and have incredible pain or get really bad bloating or have had different, other issues with their body. Maybe you've also miscarried, that you end up feeling a real disconnect from not just your body, but as you were mentioning, the pleasure parts of your body, because it's giving you pain. It's causing, you're watching it kind of turn and change like I was, in a real negative way. I didn't want my body to not have a baby in it. So it was just such a negative space. So I asked her this question, which was kind of hidden in details, but I felt like we wanted to keep it so you guys got some context to where I was at in this moment, and that potentially we felt that it was important for anybody going through something where they feel that they're either disconnected to their body, you know, sex is too painful, it might be that you're not confident with your body, there's some reason that you aren't feeling like you want to, you know, kind of expose yourself sexually. And I think it's something that you need a helping hand with, because at that time, you just already feel not yourself, and then all you crave is connection, and then you can't even give that to yourself.
Mm.
So this is, you know, to cap off a pretty big week of all different colors and shades of this particular topic, we thought that this might be fitting for those of you that may even, another thing I thought of, Merce, is if you just newly had a baby, or you are late pregnant, or you become pregnant and you don't really know how that fits into you and your partner sexually.
I think the thing
is, so many things.
I think the thing is with this, though, when you're going through it, it feels so personal, and it would feel like you're the only one and you feel so alone. So
yeah, because sex is something that's you what share I mean. With it's, your closest
it's
person.
It's so
yeah.
personal, and maybe you've never really spoken to anybody, maybe not even your partner,
yeah.
about it. So I think this is a really special conversation.
Just a little nugget. Yeah.
A conversation to have, because it's, yeah, as you say, it's interesting when you feel like you're the only one experiencing this kind of like disconnect and grief with your body when it comes to sex. There's so many different reasons as to why you might be feeling it, and maybe you have been through this in the past or currently going through it.
Mm.
This is for you.
I want to talk to you about communication when it comes to sex. And I think sometimes, obviously, I guess a new wave, or if you do look to develop this part of your life and you are in a relationship, an early relationship or a long-term relationship, you are told a lot of the time in the early stages of looking into this stuff that communication is key, of you being able to tell each other what it is you want, what, you know, being able to listen properly to each other. But I suppose for me, over the past couple of months, my body has been in its own place. There's been some interesting things that have gone on health-wise, which I won't go into now, but it's definitely contributed to where I'm at with my confidence levels with sex, and also, I don't know, you just get out of a bit of a groove that you were in if your body is kind of doing its own thing and not feeling as great as it usually does.
Mm.
And in that, to get back into a groove, communication has been at the absolute top of my mind. But I've found that sometimes there is a fine line between too much communication and not enough action. Where do you think that line is, and how would you navigate couples into how much you communicate versus how much of you just actually start having that intimacy by touch rather than it all being talk? Like, how do you navigate that line? Because I personally am finding that a bit tricky to navigate myself right now.
Yeah, good question. Well, yeah, there's definitely over-talking that can happen. And then I think couples get caught up in like processing everything together and having to talk it all out. And talking and communicating is important, but it's good to be aware of like, okay, enough's enough. We need to put this into action now. Mm. And that's just a decision and choice that you make as a couple and as individuals of like, well, I've heard what my partner said, or say they've expressed their desires. I've communicated how I feel about them, and now I just need to like support them in playing out those desires. Or if, you know, you're communicating around health and saying, you know, look, right now this is what's going on for me health wise, so that's making my libido lower or whatever's going on, then it's about, you know, talking about, okay, well, how can we still experience intimacy without having as much sex?
Mm-hmm.
Or what do you need to feel safe and loved in order for you to be able to open sexually?
Mm-hmm.
And then discovering those things and then like taking action straight away. Like, my partner's really great at this. If I give him feedback or whatever on sex, or ask him for something, within like a day or two, he's doing it. No, without a doubt. It's like he's straight away putting it into action, and I'm just like, we're having sex. I'm like, holy fuck, he's doing what I asked, like as though he wasn't going to. I don't know why I thought that, but it's like, it's just like action, take action.
I think it's so great, and I think that is so important. I think for us, and I think for a lot of other people, I straight away go to girls that have endometriosis or kind of really bad period. You know, there's things that
stuff,
then I think
yeah.
their partner sits on the other side and isn't really sure how to navigate with that confidence, that assertiveness, because they feel like your body is something that they've all of a sudden not really understood because of whatever it is. Maybe you're going through severe pain. Maybe you're going through a health, you know, whatever it is, it is. And it's quite a hard place to navigate for them and then you to communicate back. In terms of those rocky times, whether it's physical or emotional, have you got advice or, you know, kind of a few steps where you can at least, is it kind of going back to that eye gazing stuff? Is it starting that intimacy again? What would you suggest?
Yeah, definitely. If there's if there's pain in the body, I mean, specifically with like endo and bad period pain and all that women can experience. If there's physical pain, it's definitely bringing it back to like focusing more on the heart space of the woman and how you can open her at her heart, because the positive pole in our body as a woman is our heart, and negative pole is our pussy or whatever you call it, sex center. And then for a guy, his positive pole is his penis and negative pole is his heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in order for a woman to open and fully and have experience less pain sexually and have more lubrication and like feel really comfortable when being penetrated, we actually need our hearts to be opened. So when women are experiencing any sort of pain, I'll definitely talk to them and ask them about, how do you feel? Like, do you feel really connected in your heart? Do you feel honored, safe, respected? Like, does your partner physically touch and kiss the heart, your heart space, and open that before he goes anywhere near your sex center?
That's so interesting. That's not something that I've – why is that – so the male heart space is the negative pole?
Yep.
Well, like positive, like a battery.
Oh,
so
like where,
not in the usual forms of those words. So like,
That's so
like imagine plus and minus doesn't mean bad, good.
Yeah, right, okay.
So you know how like an example would be us women in general, we like to like have our whole body touch and our breast touch, and we like to yearn for our like pussy to be touched, right? So it's like we don't mind waiting because the lead up really turns us on. Whereas
so
for guys, they're actually the opposite. This is generalizing, but they actually need just our hand on their penis, and it like grounds them, and that's when they feel like they can open their heart more when their penis is touched. So like, you know how like, I don't know, for years I was just like doing a big lead up to the penis touch, but guys are just like, just fucking
I've tried that too. I'm like the ear, breathing in the ear thing, the kissing on the neck, because that's what I froth. But then it's so true. There have been, especially sleeping with different people, I get this kind of cross section of that you can kind of add up in your brain that I'm like, this is a lot of work for like not that much.
Oh,
you know
well,
what
well,
I mean?
It doesn't translate to them the same way it translates
it's
to
so
you.
It's so interesting.
So true.
It is.
So true.
Legit though. That is a little section taken out of our full chat with sexologist Juliet Allen. You can catch that. We'll pop a link to that in show notes. So interesting how she talks about finding the one. She has a legit exact formula.
She does.
Here's everyone running around like headless chooks trying to, you know, do all this stuff, and she reckons she can find it out through one physical act.
You've got to ask five parts of yourself.
No, that's right. Yeah,
go
yeah,
listen.
Yeah.
It's in the show notes. We hope you're having a brilliant weekend and you've enjoyed this week of our very first crack at attempting how the Thinker Girls approach a new land, a grown-up land, which is motherhood. And we appreciate all of our guests joining us. If you do want to support us, there are many, many ways. Leave a review or a rating on iTunes, but we also have a VIP posse membership, I guess it's a website or an option, and you can find the link on our Instagram page bio.
Yeah, or to find out more, there's also the link in show notes here too. It
okay.
can be a couple of dollars a week, a bit more if you want to, but it's up to you. You can suss more details.
Yeah.
Obviously, shows are free. We're keeping it that way. But if you want a few little side extras,
there is
the option.
Well, I've got to say, we've got a private Facebook group. So there's a lot happening over there.
Yeah, we're not forcing you to. It's like adding, you know, sweet potato fries to your burger.
Or
don't need
need to, or just you can if you want.
Oh, if you go to the movies, you're getting popcorn. That's your choice.
Oh, you need to take a mortgage for that these days.
No, well, not at Randwick.
Get
anyway,
out.
Anyway, all right, let's get out of here. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye, Felicia.
Did you love this podcast, but you want to chat about it more? Make sure you go to the Thinker Girls on Facebook, that's obviously us, and Insta, because that's where we're going to be continuing this convo with you, Posse.
Yes, we want to know what you think, Posse. So every week we'll be breaking down our podcast content across social media so you have an opportunity to share your opinions.
Plus, we're on Insta stories every damn day, so you get to come along with us for this crazy TG ride.
Yeah, Merce. Head to Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or even Twitter to find us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.